Good morning. This is Mark Bold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March the 4th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn up 4.25 cents at 416.5, May wheat up 2.5 cents at 560, and May beans up 9.25 cents at 1160.5. We had some sales this morning, 110 corn to Taiwan and 126 meal to unknown, 30 of it old crop, 96 new crop. Talk is how cheap the Russian wheat is. It got down to an offer of $205 a ton. That's a good $30 to $35 under the low prices that they've been willing to sell at. So there apparently is no support from the Russian government on these wheat prices. China's been a pretty good buyer around the world of grain. They bought 3 to 4 cargoes of U.S. sorghum. They bought 16 cargoes of Ukrainian corn. They bought 17 to 20 cargoes of Brazilian beans. Bloomberg was reporting that it's more than 20 cargoes, but we haven't seen any proof of that. At any rate, it's been enough that the FOB prices in Brazil have rallied quite a bit, and I think that's helping our prices. We obviously have the WASD on Thursday. We should see lower Brazilian soybean production out here. How low it's going to go, I'd like to see it under 150, but I'm guessing it's going to be closer to 151 to 152. I haven't seen any guesses on that yet. But overall, everybody wants to know, are the lows in? It's really, you know, I look at the charts on May corn, for example. We've got, we really need a close over 535 to convince me that we can move higher out here. On May wheat, you know, we did make a new contract low overnight. We'd have to close over 579 to give an outside up key reversal here today. Hopefully we could do that, but it's still, you know, quite a ways away. We'd have to close over 77 rather. So that's another 17 cents higher. I doubt we'll do that, but who knows. The beans, we didn't gap open higher overnight. We just missed a gap higher, but we are over the 10-day moving average now, kind of up against some resistance. So we'll see if we can hold the opening higher prices out here. I'm hoping that, you know, these are the lows, and for technical reasons, the funds will need to cover some of their short product before the WASD report on Thursday. That should show soybean production in Brazil down. My guess is the USDA will come out somewhere around 151, 152, but we'll have to see what they're going to come up with. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.